Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. President Trump met today with law enforcement officials and business leaders affected by unrest over the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. From member station WUWM, Marty Michelson reports that hundreds of people gathered outside the home where Blake was gravely wounded.
The gathering was held in honor of Jacob Blake, the black man who was shot and seriously injured by a white Kenosha police officer last month. His uncle, Justin Blake, called on Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden to do something about racial inequality if elected.
We want legislation, we want bills, and we want laws that are going to address and help African Americans around the world and specifically in the nation that we live in.
Blake criticized President Trump for coming to Kenosha, calling the visit politically motivated. For NPR News, I'm Marty Michelson in Milwaukee.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the government is imposing a moratorium on all residential evictions through December 31st. Details from NPR's Jen Newman.
Mnuchin says these specific guidelines will allow moratoriums for people who qualify due to coronavirus-related hardship. Mnuchin told a House panel that the guidelines are to ensure Americans don't get thrown out of their rental homes because of the pandemic. He says rental assistance is a bipartisan issue and urged Congress to provide aid.
If we agree on money and we run out quickly, you are all still here for us to come back. So let's start spending money where we can agree to help the American people.
A mix of federal, state, and local eviction bans have so far protected renters who could not make payments as unemployment surged to numbers not seen since the Great Depression. Jen Newman, NPR News.
The United States is opting out of a global initiative by the World Health Organization to combat COVID-19. As NPR's Ping Wong explains, the initiative aims to pool risk to speed up development and distribution of a vaccine.
More than 170 countries have signed on to a global plan to develop and manufacture COVID-19 vaccines and to distribute them around the world. The plan aims to protect the most vulnerable people in each country with the first batches of coronavirus vaccine and to help put an end to the pandemic. The U.S. will not participate in the COVAX initiative. According to a statement from the White House, the U.S. is not joining because it does not want to be constrained by multilateral organizations influenced by the World Health Organization. President Trump has complained that the WHO is too China-centric and has withdrawn the U.S. from the Global Health Agency. Because of a required one-year waiting period, the withdrawal will go into effect July 2021. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Massachusetts Congressman Joseph Kennedy III is conceding defeat in his challenge to Democratic incumbent U.S. Senator Edward Markey. Kennedy is the grandson of slain Senator Robert F. Kennedy. This is NPR News. A federal appeals court says it is okay for immigration authorities to arrest people outside Massachusetts courthouses on suspicion of living in the United States without permission. The court says the plaintiffs failed to show that ICE lacks the authority to apprehend people for civil violations while arriving, leaving, or inside courthouses. The decision overturns a June 2019 ruling that barred the practice. Boston's top prosecutor is vowing to continue fighting to end it. A group of black former franchisees are suing McDonald's for alleged racial discrimination. The plaintiffs claim the fast food giant denied equal opportunity to economic success compared to their white peers. Details from NPR's Alina Selyuk.
Location is key for a fast food restaurant, and in the federal lawsuit, 52 black former franchisees allege that McDonald's relegated them to certain neighborhoods with less profitable stores. They claim they were rushed or otherwise steered toward older and underperforming restaurants that had higher costs for security, staff turnover, and store upkeep, and that they were sidelined when trying to purchase more lucrative locations. The lawsuit cites a growing cash flow gap between white and black franchisees. The plaintiffs say their average annual sales fell $700,000 short of a nationwide norm. McDonald's has categorically denied these allegations and said that facts would show its commitment to diversity and equal opportunity. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
Wall Street stocks closed higher today, with the Dow gaining 215 points. The Nasdaq rose 164. U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading. This is NPR News.